Cheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 9, Thursday Morning Quarterback, October 2015.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on it being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. And he decided that that was one of the greatest political speeches of all time. It's what the boss told everyone at the first caucus meeting after that little snot Justin Trudeau won, stole the election from them. It was possible Harper borrowed the first bit of that from some Oscar Wilde novel or something, because it sounded vaguely familiar. So Andy went to the caucus recorder to make sure he got the whole text of it, because it perfectly summed up the mood of the room. They'd been defeated, and the boss was moving on. He was stepping down as leader of the party and would take a bit of time off to consider things before stepping away from Parliament. Andy wasn't sure what that meant. It sounded like the boss wouldn't be keeping his seat for much longer, but as he looked around the room, one thing was certain. High-placed people in the party were already eyeing his position. The question, Andy wondered, was whether Dick Cheney was right, whether this was his moment. Was Andy ready to run for leader of the party? Would they accept him? He'd have to reach out to Cheney's office and see if the old man could advise him. Ever since Mike Harris won the premiership of Ontario, the Conservative and Republican parties had been trading strategies, and often even campaign staff. What had been learned fighting the Ontario 1995 campaign had been used in the U.S. midterms of 1998, and then the W. Bush election of 2000. It got Peter MacKay on board as leader of the Progressive Conservatives, and then through the secret pact to unite the right with the Canadian Alliance. It had been on track to make Stephen Harper Prime Minister in 2004, at least until that unfortunate stumble the boss made about Maritimers being a bunch of sad defeatists. They were, but no one votes for you when you slam them, and the boss had meant liberal policies in the area had made them defeatists, just hadn't come out that way. That was an important lesson, too. If the boss could stumble, then anyone could, since he was tight-lipped at the best of times. Andy knew that would be his weakness. He had a habit of rambling, and when he rambled, he got nervous. And when he got nervous, he smiled, and when he smiled, he exaggerated. If he wasn't careful, that sort of thing could cost him an election, and then he'd have nothing. Even Dick Cheney would stop talking to him just as he stopped talking to John McCain and Mitt Romney. Cheney only talked to winners.